Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So when the Eagles selected Louisiana Tech defensive lineman Milton Williams with the 73rd pick, they cut to a shot on the NFL Network of the Eagles draft room. Now, Howie Roseman runs the ship there. I know you know who Tom Donahoe is.
Yes,
he's been around
yeah,
the league forever in front offices everywhere. So they make the pick, and you see what these draft rooms are like, right? They're hugging, they're high-fiving. You saw the Lions one. There's a lot of bro hugs, everything. So Howie Roseman's going over. He's slapping fives after this pick. He's fist-bumping, and then the camera follows him over to Tom Donahoe, and Tom Donahoe's standing there by himself, and he gives him the fist bump, and then Donahoe goes, eh, just puts his arms up like this, like I don't know why you've ended up picking this
right.
guy, basically. And then Howie Roseman has had to do, like, damage control, doing interviews talking about, like, how we're on the same page, you don't have to worry about it and everything else. I mean, this is the risk that you run when you film everything and put it on live TV. I mean, when you got 15 guys making decisions and everybody's input is in there, not everybody's going to be on the same page
and
all the time.
And by the way, Tom Donahoe has been around for a long, long time and has been in a lot of draft rooms. How many draft rooms has he been in where the camera's on all the time? Probably over the last 5 or 6 years, I would imagine, right? So you would think that he would know better. The other thing that I love that came out of this draft was Jabril Peppers and what he did. Taking a screenshot of Devonta Smith's face when Devonta saw that the Eagles went up to get him. Because I think Devonta thought he was coming to the Giants.
Yeah, so there was a couple of things. Well, he also did a side-by-side of young Joka and Devonta Smith.
Right.
And said, when you're picked by the Giants, when you're picked by the Eagles.
This is what it looks like.
And Devonta Smith was sort of like, just didn't have a smile on at all. Blank stare. And young Joka, Kadarius Toney, was just smiles ear to ear, as happy as you could possibly be. So that was the thing, too.
I do like, you know, that kind of stuff I don't mind.
Well, yeah, because it's Giants, Eagles, and whatever.
Yeah, it's great.
And I also love this because it's not my team or it's not one of the teams here. But I mean, like, the fact that it's caught on camera, that one guy's pissed that you made this selection. Plus, I mean, the Eagles, too, have been in the crosshairs with the draft recently as well.
And don't forget what happened with the Eagles at the end of the year last year with the Giants and how it impacted their playoff hopes.
It is really amazing how, yes, and that's something those Giant players are still upset about, but it really is amazing how you could go from, I thought about this with Altuve last night, I'm thinking about this with Howie Roseman, you can go from the top of the mountain in sports to the bottom quicker than almost any other place. I mean, entertainment industry may be the same thing. But, like, think about
how about the coach Peterson?
Well,
at least Howie Roseman still has his job.
Yeah, but
Doug Peterson was a Super Bowl winning head coach, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years ago?
It was 2017, right?
All right, so 4 years
2018
ago.
2018 season, wasn't it?
Yeah, about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, three.
But it doesn't matter. But anyway, the point being is here he is playing Nate Sudfeld so he can get a look at him, and now he's out of a job. I mean, that's how fast it falls.
Yeah, and Nick Foles too, being the guy who did what he did in that game, is basically going to be the Jets' backup maybe. Now it's just so it was the 2017 season. That's because I remember that was 2018. I had started here in the Minneapolis Miracle and everything else. But Howie Roseman was – so the way that went down, Chip Kelly took over and he was making the personnel decisions and Roseman took a back seat. Then they fired Chip Kelly and then Roseman built this unbelievable roster that won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. And now he's like total clown face in the NFL and everybody thinks he's clueless because of a couple of really bad draft picks.
Well, the other thing too, it looks like that Tim Tebow is going to at least get an opportunity to make the Jacksonville Jaguars as a tight end.
I don't know. The guy's a nice guy. I applauded him for giving it a shot in baseball, even though I think the Mets were just using him for jersey sales and stuff, whatever.
So they used him.
I mean, I can't imagine that Tim Tebow is going to make an impact at this point in his career for that team. I can't imagine it.
Right. And tonight, so you got the Yankees at the Mets with a doubleheader. The Yankees, another game against the Astros, see if the fans and hopefully the weather holds out. But the big game, the Knicks.
Well, against Denver.
This is a litmus test, measuring stick game.
Yeah.
Probably no Nerlens Noel or Alex Burks.
Nerlens Noel or Alex Burks. Neither one of those guys.
Right. Alec Burks.
Alec Burks. A-L-E-C. I always say Alex.
Yeah.
It's Alec Burks.
Yes.
Yeah. So, neither one of those guys probably. I mean, at this point, I'd love to say that what happens in these next three games against these three really good West Coast teams are going to tell us how the Knicks are going to do in the postseason against good teams, but it really doesn't. I mean, they've been so good. I want them. All this means to me, these games, is hanging on to that four seed because I want them to have home court advantage in the first round. That's what I want. I prefer the better matchup too, but you know, if they end up, I don't want to see the Heat in the first round. I'd really love a 4-5 matchup where the Knicks are the 4 and the Hawks are the 5. That's what I would prefer. But, I mean, do they really need a litmus test anymore at this point in the season?
They're
9 games over 500.
No,
they're 12-1 in their last 13. They're one of the best defensive teams in basketball, if not the best defensive team in basketball. There's no more measuring stick anymore. They're good.
Now, let's see how they do these next 4 games.
But, I mean, that's my point,
though. If they go 2-2 these next 4, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome, but I also they're not playing. These are West Coast teams that are playing on the road, and they're very good teams. But I'm not going to, if the Knicks come out of this getting smacked around, I'm not going to change my opinion on what they can accomplish in the Eastern Conference playoffs. I'm not. And even if they play really well, I'm not going to. I mean, at this point, to me, my expectations and my hope for them is that they win their first round series, and then they play a competitive second round series and see where the hell it goes. Maybe they can even win that too and get into the conference finals. That's my expectation for them now.
You just went from.
That's what it is. And
you
nothing
went from, you went from the beginning of the season. Just think about this for
we
a second.
We all did.
No, you especially, because you know, last year you went in, you lost the bet.
I didn't lose the bet.
And then now this year you're did like, okay, I'm gonna temper my expectations. And let's hope that they play well. Let's hope that RJ Barrett gets better. We all were surprised by Emmanuel Quickley. We love the fact that Thibodeau has brought back some pride to the uniform and all that other stuff. But you went from, I want to be somewhat relevant, to making the playoffs, to getting the 4 seed, to possibly winning a first round playoff round, and then now, you know, being competitive in the second round, to what you just said, conference championship.
I said conference finals, yeah. I think it's not out of the realm of possibility. So, first of all, last year, I was very high on the Knicks. You know that. And then this year, of course, after getting smacked down and they were really bad, and I said, why be positive about them? And one of my things that I said last year was that Julius Randle was going to be an all-star. And people laughed at me after the season. He ended up being an all-star this year. But don't your expectations change when you sit there and watch the entire season?
Yes.
Don't they?
Yeah, we're talking about conference final now.
Why not?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Why not?
It's May 5th,
but
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I know it's Cinco de Mayo. Yes, because it's a Casamigos type of day.
Yes, it is. 100%.
It's May 5th. They've got, what, 6 games left, whatever it is? 7 games left?
This is the first day I've heard you say Knicks and conference final.
All right.
Well, in the same sentence.
Well, but what if you really want to break it down.
I heard what you said. You said conference final.
No, but what I said was, win the first round series, play a competitive second round series, and see where it goes, and maybe you get a chance to play in a conference final.
You said conference final. Well, you said it.
If you win the first round, you're in the second round. If you win that one, you're in the conference final.
Did he say conference final?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
100%. Why not? But why not?
Hey, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? Team's a freaking four seed.
You know, tonight is a possible NBA finals preview.
I guess so.
That I'm not going that far. I would love to. Trust me. I would love to go that far. But I'm not. To me, win the first round series. And I want to see the Nets in the second round. That's what I want to see. Don't you want to see the Nets in the second round?
I'm thinking conference final. I'd like to see the Nets in a conference final.
I'd like to see them in the second round. And then if the...
Who's playing for the Nets?
I'm sure all of them will be by then.
You think so?
I think all of them will be.
Okay.
If that somehow happened.
Yes.
Where the Knicks beat the Nets in the postseason.
That would be like our championship. Now you're talking about beating the Nets in a postseason.
And you're at
Are
the
you
Barclays.
Okay?
You're at Barclays with Evan when that happens?
No. I couldn't do that. I could not do that.
It would be awesome.
I don't think I could see that type of pain in person. I really could not. Poor little guy. It's all right, little guy. We'll go get him next year. All right? Maybe we'll get another superstar in here. Try to get LeBron over from the Lakers. Maybe we'll get LeBron NAD to go along with Harden and Durant and Kyrie. We'll get them all here for you. And we'll give it another run there, little guy. But the cotton candy stand's still open if you want to grab that on your way out. If you ask your daddy nicely for it. And then you have yourself a little bit of candy, cotton candy on the way out of there. You're the Pied Piper of all the Dweeb Net fans. So why don't you grab your little skin flute and play it on the way out of the Barclays.
Hey, come on, baby, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me. Ooh. I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at.
I'm a loser.
Oh, God.
I know it's your worst nightmare, losing to the Knicks. Sitting next to Giannotti over here, who's rubbing it in your face. It'll be all right. We'll go get him next year, little guy. All right. Can I tussle your hair? Am I allowed to do that these days? You going to call the cops? Let's go to Jeff. Oh, look at this. Jeff Bancet is here. So Jeff Bancet is the guy who's moving in on Matt Hammer's territory. So there's just to explain to everybody what's going on. Matt Hammer has been the official Boomer and Geo meteorologist. Jeff Bancet has gotten jealous over this, and he's trying to move in and knock Matt Hammer out.
Okay.
And be the guy. Jeff is also of News 12. And he was tweeting last night feverishly, and he was trying to get us to pay attention to the fact that they should have never canceled this Mets game against the Cardinals last night in St. Louis. Hey, Jeff, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's a pleasure to be on. And let me just say, I can never steal Matt Hammer's thunder. There's only one Matt Hammer. I'm just here for the show. I'm just here for the ride.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, whatever you say.
I mean, Matt Hammer's the hammer man. We know that.
Yeah, I know what's going on here, Jeff. I can smell it. I can see it. I don't blame you. You're taking advantage of an opportunity. So you were real pissed off about this whole situation last night in St. Louis. I mean, this was like you're a baseball fan, you're a meteorologist. Those two worlds collided, and you were losing your mind on Twitter.
That's a little strong, but I just don't understand I don't understand how someone could have made that call. I mean, they postponed for 45 minutes. The rain was moving out. It's clearly, I mean, you could look on whatever app you have on your phone. It was plain to see that the rain was moving out. And then they call the game, and I just say, what? There's got to be some kind of ulterior motive with these decisions. I don't know who's making these calls.
Well, usually it's the home team that has a lot to do with it. You know, if this were a home game for the Mets and DeGrom got scratched and this happened, I would say, there could be something going on with that. But it wasn't. I mean, it was out in St. Louis, and I don't think that the Cardinals are trying to do the Mets any favors.
That's a fair point. But do you think the Cardinals wanted to play a day-night doubleheader today?
Probably not that either. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is they need to hire both of you guys. Both of these, any organization should get on top of it. And then you guys can get out of News 12 and then get yourselves a real job and then be able to do things that you want to do. So, I mean, if you need any help with that, you know, get your resume over to some of these teams and then you could be the exclusive meteorologist for maybe the Mets or the Cardinals or whatever. You know, we can try to make that happen for you.
I think it would sound a little bit like a law firm, like Bancet and Hammer. like the hyper local bros.
Now, do you, if
the
I
hyper local bros,
the hyper local bros,
you know, I think Hammer and Banson sounds better.
Hammer and Banson.
Hammer and Banson.
You're right. Definitely, he deserves the
top billing. The top billing.
So are you okay with being at News 12 for the rest of your life like Matt Hammer is, or would you, do you have bigger dreams and actual ambition?
I mean, I love it here at News 12. You know, they kind of, they were my second in line of, I started at Fios and then I moved over here, and to be able to give the local weather to, you know, friends and family.
What were you doing at Fios? Kind of were you laying like, you know,
fiber optic cable?
What were you doing there? Did they have a weather team? They have a weather team at Fios?
They did. They no longer have a newscast.
Oh, you guys got canceled.
I don't. There was some contract things that they did not renew the news program.
Over. Well, it worked out well for you. You're over at News 12 New Jersey now. That's great.
What's a step up from News 12? The public access, is that the next thing? Fios to News 12 to public access.
Now, come on, that's very Potstery right there.
Yes.
What do you expect? I mean, you've heard the interviews I've done, or the interviews, the calls that Matt Hammer's had to this radio station. I just want to see if you got a little personality, if you got a little sack. I mean, Matt Hammer, I mean, he runs and hides every time I talk to him about his career. If you want to really take over the Matt Hammer, Boomer and Geo meteorologist role, like I know you're trying to do sneakily, then we got to see a little personality out of you, Jeff.
Listen. I've given Matt full disclosure. I said, listen, I'm not trying to steal your thunder. No pun intended. I'm just, again, I'm here for the ride. I'm riding his coattails.
Weather jokes with the weather guys.
Yes.
All right. So they actually, what's the weather out in St. Louis today, Jeff?
They should definitely get both games in today.
And what about here with the Yankees?
The Yankees. So yeah, I'm watching this closely because it's cold day tomorrow. I'm riding the cold train to the game. I'm excited. So I was like, hopefully they don't get rained out Wednesday, and then I gotta see some other scrub pitcher. No, I'm just kidding. But no, the game will get in today. The rain clears out of here by about 7-8 o'clock. So even if there's a few showers around game time, they will play, and hopefully we can sweep these Stros.
All right, very good, Jeff. Well, thanks for checking in,
yes,
man.
Yes, I like it. Good job, Jeff.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm sure Matt is thinking I'm better than Jeff.
He is.
You think he is?
Matt does the fake announcer voice.
He's like, love barometers dropping, guys. You know what that means. He does like fire right out of the gate, doesn't he, Matt Hammer?
Yeah, he does.
So, well, we're going to be a high of 63 today, low of 47, but you won't see that unless you're Al Dukes driving to work at 2 a.m. About an inch or two of rain, which is a lot. Watch out for those puddles. Potholes and puddles, not a good situation. Matt Hammer here.
I like it. Hammer and Banson. I like it.
Hammer and Banson. Those two guys. Thick as thieves over there in News 12.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jared, you think it's crazy that I mentioned conference finals for the Knicks?
No.
Boomer thought I was crazy for saying that.
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. They're the four seed in the NBA in the Eastern Conference, and they're only a few games out of being the three.
Yeah.
So why is it crazy?
I don't know. Why is it crazy, Boomer?
It's not.
I'm just saying, today was the first time that I heard conference finals come out of his mouth with the Knicks in the same sentence.
Why not?
I think you know, it's not tempering expectations. You want to believe that this team can do it, and you want to believe that defense can win championships.
You know, it's more than that, though. They shoot it well.
They do.
Starts with defense, but they're good offensively, too.
And Derrick Rose has been a revelation.
He's been great.
Yes.
I totally agree. Yes. No, I don't think it's nuts to see them winning a couple of rounds.
I mean, my beloved Knicks fan over here, like I will say, like, he's crazed about the Knicks, and I was at a time, but now I'm back in on, you know, on effort and defense and Tom Thibodeau.
Now that your hockey team's been eliminated, now it's time to go all in. Enough of this.
I'm all in. But I'm not talking about conference finals. I just thought, like, you went from, okay, let's be somewhat competitive this year, to maybe a first-round playoff, and then a second-round playoff, and then you went right to conference
finals.
But
I do think expectations change, and when you've played this well for this long now, I actually think if they don't win the first round of a playoff series, it would be disappointing.
Exactly. Lockstep there with Jerry.
All right, well, that's fine, Jerry. Right. I think that's a very professional take on the New York Knicks, and I appreciate that from a Nets fan.
So then you're four wins away from the conference finals.
But then, you know, my guy over here is talking about conference finals now.
And if I go back and we play exactly what I said.
You said conference finals.
But before that, I said, can give second round, and who knows, maybe end up in the conference final.
Listen, I know what you said. I also know that at the end of that, you said conference finals.
I said maybe end up there.
You said conference finals.
Okay. Hey, I know that you have been rooting for a really underachieving wuss team for a while.
Wow.
With your team, and it's tough for you to like take that focus and put it on an overachieving, tough group of winners. But it's time to change that mentality, and let's raise our expectations. Got to wash that Ranger.
What world are we living in?
Got to wash that Ranger off of you. I mean,
never.
But at least for this season,
never.
Wash it off of you, and let's go all in with the Knicks. Enough of this. We got tough guys. We're not going to back down. Julius Randle almost killed a ref this year for crying out loud.
That's true. That's true.
So this is the team. You don't get pushed around. You don't get your head slammed into the ice and not do anything about it.
Right.
The Knicks are the exact opposite.
Okay.
Of that.
But you said conference finals. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm standing by
it. And
it
kind of caught me off guard. I just think that out of nowhere you said conference finals. That's all.
Not out of nowhere. I've seen this whole thing. They won 12 out of 13.
Out of nowhere. You've not said that at all in like the last 10 years. And you just threw it out there so cavalierly.
10 years.
You said conference finals. I'm like, what?
Maybe end up in the conference finals. I know it's impossible for you to even think that way when you don't even get a sniff at the playoffs with your group. But, well, we got the four seed in the Eastern Conference. Sky's the limit. Those painters in there, Jerry?
They're in the control room. They're not bothering me.
Okay. Painting the control room?
No, I think they're repairing damages.
Oh, damages.
Because you got to prep the walls first.
Oh, so they're painting the control room as well as the studio.
Yes, but once again, it's not a lot of painting to do because of all the textured walls or the fabric on the walls.
Yeah.
So they're cleaning and they're patching up things.
Are they scraping the vomit off the wall that's on there in the control room? Or?
I'm not sure. I can't see it right now.
I did have to walk the painter in. He didn't know which room he was painting, so I was showing him. And he was looking. He looked at the walls and he looked at me as if was a murder committed in here.
Wait till you get, well, they're not going to get into yours.
Yeah, there is a lot of those. Like, behind Eddie, there's one of those, too.
Yeah, where does that come from?
There's a garbage can there, and people just throw their drinks and crap up against it, and then it splatters on the wall.
See, that's a good explanation.
They use it as a backboard.
Yeah.
But who uses this studio that would do that?
Nights and weekends over the years. Yeah.
Nights and weekends.
Eddie, because you don't do that.
No.
It's nights and weekends.
I know you're not doing that, Al, right?
I don't do it.
It's like the Pat Boyles of the world.
Yeah. Pat Boyle.
Those are the ones that are doing
Pete
it.
Pete Hoffman.
Definitely.
Yeah, probably. Hoffman as well.
He's a little bit of a slob.
Yeah. You know, Fliegelman, he doesn't even look.
Like, why do these guys have some pride in where they work? How could you sit and squalor?
Fliegelman's in there blasting Taylor Swift. He just takes like a half-drinking giant Diet Coke from McDonald's and just flings it behind his back, hoping that it goes into the garbage pail. Splatters all over the wall.
Yeah, that's where that skank comes from, huh?
Skank?
Yeah.
What do you mean skank?
Well, skank on the wall.
Is it skank? Like,
I call it skank on a wall. I could use that.
Skank on a wall?
Yes. You want to call it spank, skank? What do you want to call it? Schmutz?
Schmutz is a good one.
Yeah, I mean, you could call it anything, really.
Schmutz, splooge, something like that. Skank on a wall is a different thing.
Spank on a wall.
That's
who said splooge?
Oh, my God.
Spank buildup in the corner.
Right. All right, it's a little better than skank. Skank, I feel like, is a description of a person,
It could be just skank. It's skanky in there, right? Can you say that it's skanky in there?
No, I don't think so, because then I'm looking at Alan
Eddie. You know what I'm saying, if it's skanky in there, right?
Yeah, I think Gio's right, though. I think, like, you could say, are there some skanks in there? But skanky on the wall is not, I don't think, that same thing.
But if I said skanky on the wall, you would know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I do know what you mean by that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the new podcast from Odyssey.
Skank on the wall.
Are there skanks in there?
We're listening.
The tale of a man on a mission. Going through control rooms across the country.
Can Moose get any closer to the camera on SNY?
Are there skanks in there?
From the creators of Jeopardy, the new game show.
Wherever you get your podcasts, download the Odyssey app.
All right.
Are there skanks in here as a production of...
Jerry?
Hi, guys.
Are there skanks in there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just me, so right, only one. Yeah. Brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit wintersbros.com. I thought this was very interesting in the land that we are living in now. According to Sports Business Journal, the New York Giants have struck the NFL's first team sponsorship deal in cryptocurrency.
Oh.
How about that? They have made Grayscale, its official digital currency asset management partner or sponsor, whatever you call it.
Wow.
How about that? That's where
great.
We're headed. Yeah.
That is great.
How about speaking of football and local football teams, do you see who the Sports Minute this morning, Jerry, on the next year's draft, the 2022 draft, and it's not too early to already start looking ahead a little bit.
We're doing mock drafts on 2022?
No, well, yeah, I mean, there are a couple of guys that are going to be at the top of that draft, but you know who they are projecting to have the number one overall pick in next year's draft?
I don't.
The Jets.
No.
Yes.
Who did this?
I did a Sportsman on this morning.
No, a Tankathon, I'm saying?
No, it wasn't Tankathon. It was like a group that, odds.
Okay.
Do you tell me Zach Wilson's going to struggle to a 1 or a 2-win season?
I can't go through a 3-14 season. I'm sorry.
How about 2-15? Oh, my God.
4-13?
That's so weird. I'm never going to be able to get used to this ever for the rest of my life. Because I wasn't. So when did it change to 16?
78?
Yeah, so I wasn't alive. 78? So my entire life
it's been 16
has
games,
been 16 yes. games. Did it take you guys a while to get used to the 16 games?
I had to play them.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, just talking about
it. Well, I was so young in my football fandom that I wasn't, 14 wasn't drilled into my head.
Yeah, me neither.
Ugh.
I only know 16.
You know, coming through the pandemic, though, shortened seasons of all these different leagues, and then the play-in series for the NBA that LeBron hates. Well, they've taken 10 regular season games off the schedule. And so those 10 regular season games, sometimes, you know, a team gets hot at the end and wins like 8 out of 10 and sneaks into the playoffs. So they're trying to recreate that and create more money and more interest by having a play-in game.
Yeah. It's still going to be really, really tough for me to say not 4-12 or 5-11 and think about it and add a game. It's going to be tough.
That's why I said 2-15.
Yeah. What's the name of that crypto thing that the Giants have?
Grayscale.
Grayscale. Okay. I'm going to check that
out. Yeah. Asset company.
Okay.
So pretty cool. Yankees beat the Astros 7-3 last night. Yankees move over 500 to 15-14. Big game for Giancarlo Stanton. 4-for-5 of the home run, 3 RBIs. Here was Aaron Boone. A lot into this game in terms of the fan reaction, and they were merciless against the Houston Astros, as you can imagine.
Aaron, what did you think of the energy at the stadium tonight?
It was. Now you can ask me. I mean, it was. Felt like a playoff atmosphere.
Today, Junior.
Fans, whatever, are in there.
Yeah, playoff atmosphere for sure. Here was another clip of fans yelling at Altuve. If you can't make out what they're saying, give back the MVP. I don't know why I find it funny that people actually posted all this. Here was Dusty Baker, the positive from the night.
Nothing surprised me. You know, at least there wasn't any violence.
That's great. did you see, speaking of which, this is horrendous, but it just jarred a thought when I heard the word violence. 1010 Wins posted a video. Did you see the video they put out there of the girl that got punched upside the head going to buy an MTA card, and the person stole her pocketbook, which had her MacBook and her iPhone?
Yeah.
I mean,
the good news, though, they did catch the guy. It's Tom Wilson.
They were able to get him. I thought you were being serious.
No, I did not see that video, but no, it's horrible.
It's awful.
You can find one of those every day.
And I think it was in the middle of the day.
It's just horrendous.
God.
You can find a video of something of that sort every single day.
This poor girl is just walking.
No kidding.
It's sheesh. Anyway. One more from Baker. Yeah, lots of booing, of course.
They can say whatever they want. And, you know, it sounded like a packed house tonight, even though it wasn't. And, you know, we kind of accepted. I mean, we kind of expected that.
That's a big deal to say it sounded like a packed house when there are only 10,000 people there instead of 50. So you give the Yankee fans a lot of credit. They will try to win another one tonight. Jordan Montgomery taking on Luis Garcia. We'll have it on the Fan at 6:25. Also tonight, you got a doubleheader for the Mets and Cardinals. They got rained out last night, so the two games will begin at 5:15. Jacob DeGrom scratched Tuesday with the swollen lat or whatever, side soreness, just a couple of different things here. And hopefully he'll be able to pitch over the weekend. We will see. Luis Rojas with Carton and Roberts sometime this afternoon on the Fan. Also of note, the Red Sox beat the Tigers 11-7. Bogarts, Verdugo, Renfro, and Hernandez all homer. And interesting, the Cubs beat the Dodgers. They took both games from them, 7-1 and 4-3. And the Dodgers starters on the day, you had Kershaw, who I think only pitched one inning because he got lit up, and Trevor Bauer, a million pitches. No decision, but I think only went like 4 2/3.
Oh, too bad for the Dodgers.
Yeah, I know. So you did have that. Bucks beat the Nets 124-118. Take both ends of the two games in Milwaukee. Giannis had 36 points.
Wow.
Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton 23 apiece. They had a big 18-1 run in the fourth quarter to take control. Nets in Dallas tomorrow night. This evening, your Knickerbockers are in Denver. Knicks 37-28. They've won 12 of 13. And you talked about Tom Wilson all morning with the Capitals. Well, the Rangers play the Capitals tonight, so that should certainly be interesting. And, Boomer, you always mention as well, why do people always have to pick on the Rangers and point out the Rangers when they're talking about their issues? Am I right? You said this yesterday?
Yeah.
2 days ago?
What do you mean?
You said, remember we played a clip, I forget who it was, they were talking about we played well against the Rangers but not so good against the Sabres.
Yeah, it was Matt Martin who said that.
That's right, right. Well, here's Barry Trotz last night. He was asked if the team is in a funk after losing to the Sabres again.
You can't say we're in a funk against the Rangers. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's right. They beat them like a drum.
Right, exactly.
And they shut them out every time they play them.
Well, because they knew they were going to have guys that were going to back down. So
up. Bunch of wusses over there. You saw what Tom Wilson did to them, throwing them around. Grown men like their children.
Well, this is basically the... the blueprint against
this is
the
not
Rangers.
A good reputation, yeah. Boomer.
No, I know.
I don't know what you're doing over there.
You're telling me. What do you think I've been saying?
I think this is shameful.
I didn't know Disney on Ice was back at the Madison Square Garden, but apparently it is.
You know, we don't play on European ice. We play on North American ice.
And the
just remember that.
And the Devils beat the Bruins in overtime 4-3. Pavel Zacha scored two goals, including the game winner. Matt Lachlan almost had an aneurysm on the air. And there you go.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What was it, like the last couple of years, baseball players have started to get injuries that are just in like areas of their body? Lower body soreness, pain in the side. I mean, when did this really happen? I never remembered this at any point in watching baseball. And now I know that hockey was like upper body, lower body stuff, because they didn't want to give the specific injury, so that was what they would do. It's an upper body injury. It's a lower body injury. But baseball was never like that. But Aaron Judge gets pulled out of a game because of lower body soreness. Jacob DeGrom gets scratched from a start. First we hear, but side tightness.
Soreness.
Was it? I thought it was tightness.
I thought it was soreness.
Okay, side soreness. Sore side, sore tight side, whatever. And then it ends up being a lat inflammation. But, like, do you ever remember in your career?
My career? No.
And then being a fan where someone's like, my side hurts. My lower body hurts. I mean, it's just weird how we're describing these injuries.
I will say the one benefit of the Mets rainout last night was the fact that I got to relive 1969 again with the Knicks. And Willis Reed and coming out and hitting his first two shots, and then Clyde going off, and then Clyde selling hot dogs at halftime.
You sat there and you watched that sort of the Yankees.
I love that. I was going back and forth, but you know I can't get enough of that.
Yeah, no,
you have to understand. I was 8 years old when that was going on.
That's great. I mean, I wish I had those moments. I do.
Yeah,
I wish I do.
I mean, you know, 69 was great around here, and then Tom Seaver and the Mets.
I know. I'm jealous of those. Like, when Beningo would always complain about, oh, the pain, the championship, I've never seen this or seen that. In the prime of his fandom, as a early teenager, whatever it was, 13, 14 years old, he saw all of that.
Yeah.
He saw three of his teams win
championships. Grew up at the 69. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's how we Ranger fans feel. We haven't won since 94. And, you know, this current new crop of Ranger fans have not had that feeling.
Well, 94 is a lot different than
69 was 69. So amazing.
Or 86. You know?
But yeah, but I will say, like, yeah, in the 90s, at least the Knicks were in battles. I mean, whether it be with Reggie Miller and the Pacers or Michael Jordan and the Bulls and, you know, Larry Bird and the Boston Celtics or whatever it was. They were in battles.
Anything with 69 is obviously magical.
Yeah. And you knew that if you came to the Garden, you were in for a tussle. That was not going to be easy.
Yeah, of course.
Except now if you come play the Rangers.
Right, now you just smack them around.
Right.
It's like showing up. I mean, fans could show up and suit up and just smack around a team. Maybe they should do an event like that, smack around your own team. We'll just put out these softies and you guys can go after them. I mean, tonight, we'll see how they respond. We will. The whole hockey world, eyes will be on this game to see what happens.
You know, I will say that the Yankees responded last night.
They did, and they didn't do it in any sort of way where they're throwing at guys' heads or anything else. The fans showed up, screamed at them, and they went out in there and they beat them.
But you could kind of tell that they were, like, locked into the game.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell by the way they were playing defense, the way that they were in the batter's box. You could see this was not just any other game. And hopefully that's going to be the case for the next two games against the Astros.
Some teams have guts. Some teams do not. That's the moral of today's show. And we'll see if your team, I'm calling for guts. You're telling me they're not capable of having guts. That's what you're telling me. I think they're capable of having some guts. I don't know. We'll watch. Mike's in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Great, man. What do you got for us?
I got Jupiter Pesce at 9 in the morning working all night, man. I'm just finishing this up. But, Nick's, Gio,
yeah.
I got your back. I know Boomer asked you, I think I counted about 13 times on air at conference finals.
He did say that.
Guess
a lot,
what,
yes.
Brother? Look at the rosters. There's a lot of teams out there that are not where they were last year or the year before, especially the East. And you know the East is much weaker than the West. You know that, you know. And I'm not sold on a Philadelphia. I'm not sold on a Milwaukee. All right? They have to show that they can get over the hump. You understand? Just like we do.
Yeah, there's a lot more pressure on those teams, obviously, with the Sixers and the Bucks and their history in the postseason and the Nets. We know how much pressure is on them to get it done. And, I mean, that team that's playing fast and loose and is a great defensive team, that's the one you don't want to see in the playoffs. I know I can create a scenario as the days go by for things to go really well for the Knicks in the playoffs, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself.
Look at the bubble last year.
Yeah, Miami.
Stuff that happened in the bubble. In the bubble. Well, that's what happens in the bubble. It could happen. And a quick question before I go for Boom. 8-year-old growing up, where did you watch a Knicks game?
We listened to it. Listen to it,
you know,
on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because it was hard. You know, like living in the Bronx back in the day, I physically, you know, watched, you know, basketball early 80s, mid-80s. It was Channel 2 once a week. You know what I mean?
We had Channel 9. We had Channel 9 for hockey and baseball, and I'm trying to think. There was Channel 11 was involved there for a few times. I mean, I don't know. I remember Marv Albert is what I remember.
Oh, sure.
Calling on the radio, calling it on TV. You know, he was the guy that I grew up with, the guy that my dad loved, and then ultimately I got to work 7 years with him.
And which is incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when me and you went out to that Lambeau Field game and it was with Marv? Well, I tell the story about Boomer lashing out, but do you remember you thought that I was bothering him when we got off the plane, but it was him that was talking to me. I wasn't bothering him.
When we landed there or when we landed
here? When we landed
here?
Home.
Okay.
And he was chatting me up. And this I have a very specific memory. So, like, you, because you bring me this thing, and I'm a young producer. It's the first time I've ever experienced anything like this. And Marv Albert starts talking to me as we were walking off the plane. And he's like, so, Long Island, huh? Did you ever go out to East Hampton? You know, does this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, go to Babette's. Babette's has got an unbelievable brunch. So he's telling me about all these things. And then you look back, and you just see the two of us talking. And you're like, all right, I got to protect Marv. So you're like, all right, hey, Greg, come on. Leave him alone. And I'm like, but he was talking to me. And then Marv was like, Boomer, it's okay.
Yeah, well,
yes.
All I'm trying to do is just get everybody moving along. We got back late. It was late for Marv. It was late for you.
You thought I was being a nudge. That's what you thought.
All right, well, I couldn't tell.
I know. But Marv stuck up for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
He did. And I had like a moment on that flight back where I thought I was dreaming because this day was incredible. I was whisked away. I didn't think any of this was going to happen. You know, you do the game. I come back home on the flight. I pass out. I don't even remember falling asleep. I pass out, and then there's Marv Albert with the newspaper. in front of me, and he sees me wake up, and I'm just like, and he goes, catching a little shut eye there, Greg. And I'm like, ah! The hell am I? Right. How am I on a jet with Marv Albert? The hell's going on? Yeah, and I remembered everything that happened. One of the great days I've ever had. Little did I know then. Who'd be sitting here arguing about Ben Roethlisberger all these years later?
Yeah, now it's just meaningless and ho-hum to you.
And now I'm totally jaded. No, it was really cool, too. We did it not that long ago. We went to Chicago. That was awesome, too.
Yep.
You brought me out there. I'm game for any of those.
I know
NFL
you are.
Trips. You know how much I'm into the NFL. I do love that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.